Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Julia Barr on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Katie McLean, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hey, this is Sydney Penny, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Stay tuned.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is September 10th, 2008. I am your host, Joanne. I have some announcements to make as soon as I find my thing here. Hang on a second, guys. Let's see. Tomorrow night will be, tomorrow afternoon, sorry, 12 noon, will be Derek Keeling from Grease on Broadway. That's at 12 noon. Then on Friday, Jason Tam will be with us from One Life to Live at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And then at 10:30, we're going to have Eden Regal and Bob Guinea at 10:30. So make sure you tune in for that. I'm going to bring Tony in on the phone. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Joanne. How you doing? Good evening to you and good evening to everybody out there tonight.
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I was, and you know, I was so excited last night when you had Kristen Alderson on from One Night Club. I'm even more excited tonight that the woman you're about to introduce.
Yes, I am. I'm waiting for her to call in right now, and she should only be a minute, but the chat room is all abuzz.
Yes, it is.
We've got about 30 people in there right now.
Oh, man, 30 people. Oh, man. I wonder how much did we have for Kristen last night, you know?
About
45 minutes, I think we got.
You know what? There was about maybe about 30 people. I haven't checked the stats on what her downloads and everything were, so I'll check on that later. But I want everybody to remember to, once the show is over, please go download it and rate it. It's very important that you rate the shows because it does keep me on the air. There's a couple of things that I have to plug. Eden Regal, the Regal Rebels, that's her official fan club, Tony, and they're having a fan club luncheon with Eden on October 11, 2008, from 11 to 3 at the Heartland Brewery Chop House. So I'm going to post a link here because tickets are still available. And Melissa, the young lady who is running it, asked me to send a little note out so we can sell some tickets to go have lunch with friggin' Eden Regal. Are you kidding me? Come on. What are you people waiting for? You people who live in New York City and in the surrounding areas, I don't understand why you aren't there yet.
Yeah,
visit this site that I just posted for more details and get busy and go see Eden and support her.
Absolutely.
So that's that. And let's see.
Absolutely.
I want to go to the phones here and see who I have here.
Let's do so.
Yes. Area code 646. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. Is it me?
Oh, my God.
Michelle?
I was looking for the wrong area code. I wasn't sure if that was you.
It's me. How are you doing?
Oh, gosh, I'm fine, Chriselle. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Oh,
say hi to Tony.
I was just having a good time listening to your show. I'm like, oh, that's me.
That's
you,
sweetie.
Yes,
say
that's
hi
you,
to Tony.
Chriselle.
What'd you say?
Say hi to Tony.
Hey, Chriselle. It's good to talk to you again.
Hi. Hello, Tony. It's so good to talk to you.
It's so
you look like you're doing good on this radio show.
Yes, I am. Thank
Tony
you very much.
Tony is my buddy. Yes, and when he found out you were going to be on the show, that was it. Tony was the first one on the line.
Oh, you're so sweet. He's always been such a great support. I love you for that. You're the best, Tony.
Oh, thank you, Chriselle. You're making me blush right now.
Aww. Well, I didn't get to do my intro or nothing because I thought that I was looking for a different area code. But let's just start off straight out here. you are, I have to start with, you're drop-dead gorgeous. You're extremely talented. You portray this sexy siren on All My Children, but relationship challenged. What are they going to do? I mean, seriously, you're with Jake now, and it seems to be that Taylor is posing somewhat of a threat, and Amanda is realizing that. Why can't they just leave you alone and let you have a man?
Man, I'm telling you, if I was writing the show, it would be a little different.
Yeah, right?
No, well, I mean, I think part of it is fun to play, but I definitely hope that that's not the road we're taking again, just because I know the fans don't want to see that again. I mean, they've already seen it, and, you know, I'm excited about hopefully this will be something different and something new because, you know, I mean, we've already seen Amanda be the person like, oh, she doesn't get the guy. So I think it'd be cool to see what would happen in a different situation if she got the guy or if it really was true love on the guy's end, just anything that we haven't seen before. I'm behind 100%. I just don't want to go down the same road again.
Right.
For like the fifth time.
That's totally understandable. Now, tell everyone how you got started into acting from the beginning. I mean, when did you realize that's what you wanted to do?
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't think I ever had a choice. I feel more like I was chosen. Since I was old enough to walk or talk, I was, you know, jumping around, entertaining the family, putting my sisters in plays. And I would make them act with me, and we'd put on plays for our parents. They hated me, of course. None of my sisters wanted to do acting, and so they would always despise when I would make them do that. But I think, you know, also being a little kid, I would take the newspaper and read it like everything was a commercial, drive my mother insane. So I think my family knew from a very young age that I was a very unique child.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I started in church plays, and then I went on to high school plays, you know, then college, and where a theater was my major, and so, you know, I never thought twice about it. I feel like I never had a choice any other way.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You're seamless in what you do. So it was definitely the right choice, absolutely.
Thank you.
Speaking of unique, now, I remember when you first came onto All My Children, you were on the rocks in your bikini, and you... There was something different about you. You really have this strikingly beautiful face, and I couldn't place my finger on it until I looked at your website. I never, ever, ever would have pegged the fact that you are part Japanese and part Spanish, but it, whatever it is, it's a beautiful combination, and I just have to put that out there, you know, for everybody here. You are just seriously drop-dead gorgeous.
You are so sweet. I mean, I'll do this radio show all night if you keep talking about it. Thank you so much. You're so sweet.
Oh, no. Well, it's the truth, and I had to say that because it floored me because I would have never known that. Let's see. So I think you should have been paired with Josh. I think that it's definitely, you know, two talented actors with, no doubt, not enough screen time.
Wrong question.
And the fact that they turned him into this little, somewhat of portraying him as a thief and some kind of little pansy ass running away, you know, I think it doesn't
also
do him justice
at all. I love
that
we can say pansy ass on the show.
Yes, you can. You can say it a million times.
No FCC rules here, Chriselle. We don't do FCC here.
No, there's no FCC involved here. Sorry.
Yeah, I love Colin so much. Colin is just one of my best friends from the show. He's a great guy. And his work is great. I mean, I hope everyone saw his scenes that just aired. They were amazing. And
I did.
I'm rooting for him for bigger and better things. So I'm, you know, he's going to be just fine. But, of course, I'm sad to see him go from, you know, I was hoping to work with him. I know he was hoping to work with me. And so it never ended up working out that way. But I know, you know, the sky's the limit for that guy. He'll be just fine. So I can't wait to see what he does. I love him.
Yeah, that's well, you know, he's got that wonderful shirt company that he's got going on there, so that's a plus too. And he's just that gorgeous too. He'll be around for a long time. I just wish they would not have underused his looks and talent on that show. It's just a shame.
Yeah, I think a lot of women were throwing stuff at their TV the day they found out he was leaving town. So.
Yeah, I'm like a week and a half behind on everything, so I'm going to catch up on everything this weekend. But I heard some stuff about it, and I'm not looking forward to watching it either. But so now I got a question for you. Give us a scoop about the tornado that's going to be hitting Pine Valley. It says two main characters are going to die.
Yeah,
and I've got it on good authority that one of them is Aiden.
Really?
Is it true or not?
That's what I heard.
This is so funny. I always find out some of the biggest information through, like, the Internet and stuff like that. And I work there. So I honestly, I can't imagine that that would be who it is. I mean, you could be right. But I only because, you know, I know his contract is still nowhere near being over. Not that it's saying it has to do with that, but I mean, that would be a surprise to me. You have to call me and let me know if you find out if that's true or not. I have no idea. Look, I'm just looking out for myself. I just know that it's, I heard that it's maybe not supposed to be me. So as far as that, I'm like, look, it doesn't matter. I don't know. I had no one told me.
Right.
So let me know. Sounds like you've got more inside scoop than I do.
Well, I'm hoping it's not him, because that's something else that they another mistake that they would definitely be making. I mean, I thought with the new writer coming in that the storylines were supposed to get better and better, and if they keep pushing off people who are beloved on the show, it's only going to piss fans off to the point where they're just going to start fast forwarding to everything. And
No, I agree. I think that, I mean, I would hope that they would maybe use that as a way to get some people out that maybe have some other things that they want to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So hopefully it will be an amicable thing, but, you know, this is a soap. It doesn't always work that way. So
no.
I don't know, but I'm just hoping, because that always causes a really bad environment at work, and, you know, it's just ugly when that stuff happens. So I hope that it's a good situation for both.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. We were talking to Michael Knight a couple weeks ago, and he pretty much said, you know, all my children needed all the help that it got, that it can get, because the ratings are pretty down there, you know, and I think it's at the lowest it's been in a really long time, and I'm really hoping that Charles Pratt really brings it back up, because it would be really sad to see something happen to that show. You know, it seems like daytime is dying all over the place.
Well, I can say we just had a meeting today, and without giving anything away that will make me get, you know, tossed in the tornado, I can say, you know, there are some really big plans in the mix for upping the level of production on the show, which is really exciting to be part of.
Right.
They're implementing some things that haven't been used on soaps before to make it look more like a primetime show. So I can say that part's exciting. You know, they're upping the production, and so it should be really cool. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. After the meeting today, they kind of had us all excited about it. So
good.
You know, hopefully that will help draw new viewers and maybe bring some old viewers that left us back, you know?
Oh, good. Well, I mean, you know, that's what we're here for, these internet shows. We're here to help promote you guys and get the word around.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that the powers that be over there, you know, like to stonewall little outfits like ourselves. And if we didn't have little hookup connections, hint, like Mr. Graham Bunn, I wouldn't have gotten you on the show. because they're not too friendly over there about letting us do interviews with you guys for whatever reason.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know. Obviously, I was listening in stealthily to Graham's interview, and I heard you say that. So, you know, the joys of Facebook now. Now we're in touch, so it's no problem at all.
Absolutely. What were you going to say, Tony?
I was going to switch gears a little bit, and let's get back to the so-called triangle between Amanda and Jake and Taylor. And now you got, you know, you very side working with Ricky Pogon and Beth Ettlers. What has that like been going on?
What's it like working with them?
Yeah, what's it like working with them?
Well, I love them, first of all. I mean, you know, they're veterans in this business. So, you know, I definitely respect both of them and bringing in something new to the show. And, you know, Ricky is, you know, he's just fun to work with. He always makes me laugh. Half the time, you see our scenes and we're laughing, he's saying something that he wasn't supposed to say, or he just whispered something in my ear that was completely had nothing to do with the scene. So a lot of times we're laughing, and it's cool. You know, you never really know what's going to come out of his mouth, and Beth is really focused, and, you know, she just brings a level to the show that I feel like, you know, she just really she's there. And, you know, I know she's been there all these years, so I have nothing but respect for her. And so I think the three of us together, we work well off each other. And, you know, I like the dynamic. I just hope that it doesn't stay this way. You know, I want to see it go a little deeper with Amanda and Jake, and actually it is getting there. So, but right now, as far as what's airing, you know, currently, I love working with them. It's awesome. And but it's not always going to be as pretty as it's been. It's going to get a little ugly, a little hairy, but that's more fun to play in my opinion.
Yeah, I want to see a catfight between her and Amanda. That would be so cool.
yeah. I don't know. You know, I think Amanda is pretty feisty and would fight dirty. But man, I wouldn't want to fight Taylor. You saw her kill that guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
In a second. Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me, Patricia. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How she took care of Fletcher. Oh man.
Yeah, Amanda would have to get like a power saw or something.
She might have to go bust her mother out of the loony bin and
come
after her.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely.
That would be pretty cool to see Janet come back on the canvas.
Yeah, they might just throw Annie in the loony bin while you're at it, too.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Also, I wanted to ask you, what kind of role would you create for yourself to keep yourself creatively satisfied if you had to?
Well, I actually am starting a project that has a role that I'm so excited about, and after reading it, I'm not sure if I could have thought of anything that I would rather play. It's a movie I'm doing called Sometimes. Production hasn't started yet, but the character is basically so different from anything I've ever played. She's at the end of a rope in life. She's gone through stuff that no one should ever go through, and she just, you know, is at the point at the very top of the movie where she just wants to give up. And watching her journey throughout is really, you know, it's just, it's very different from any other character. And so it makes it more fun. And also, it's just quirky in itself, like the way her and this other, it's a dark comedy. So I think this character that I'm hopefully going to sink my teeth into soon. Don't worry, I'm completely on AMC. This is a side project that I'm doing, but you know, I think that just because I either play the, you know, in plays I was always like the ingenue character, or you know, now kind of getting the bitchy bad girl type. So I think this will be really interesting to just play somebody completely like doesn't care about makeup or hair or, you know, looking. I mean, she just doesn't care about anything. So that would be really different to play. So it'd be fun.
Are you, what kind of research are you doing for something like that? Do you get to talk to people or, you know, or is it just what you're pulling from yourself?
Well, actually, she's a writer and she does a lot of poetry and stuff like that. So an interesting part of the movie is that we're using my own writing as the character's writing. So, you know, it's kind of tapped into another side of me because where I would normally write certain things, this is kind of giving me an outlet to write things that maybe I wouldn't have wrote before, but that are still a part of me. And so it's interesting because that kind of pulls a side of me into the character. So as opposed to me playing a character, I feel like that it's me in a different, if things had gone differently for me in life, this is what I would be, you know, in a very demented mindset. But, you know, so yeah, I've been journaling a lot, which is something I haven't really done before. And just writing is really good because it helps me. Then when I go back and I read these, it puts me in that place that I feel she needs to be. So.
Right. Well, that's definitely something good to explore. It sounds really, really interesting. On your website, it says that your favorite emotion is fear.
It is.
Why?
Graham thinks anyway, my boyfriend thinks it's so weird for that. But I'm sure we'll get to him later. I know it's coming. But I feel it. I love to be scared, and it's so funny because I can't explain it, but it gets me excited to be. It's really hard to scare me. Let me say that it's very hard to scare me. But if a movie does scare me, or if you know something happens, I just feel the rush, the adrenaline rush, and I love it because it happens so rarely, and you know, and I have to. I never can see. I feel like I haven't seen a good scary movie in a long time because. Someone doesn't like scary movies, so
really?
I go by myself.
So funny.
He's gonna kill me, Seth.
No, I don't blame him. I don't like scary movies either. So I mean, I used to watch them when I was younger, but now you couldn't catch me looking at them. I don't know.
Really?
I guess as I got older, I don't know. I just can't.
I just
freak
like
out.
That.
Yeah, I freak out on court TV. Are you kidding me? When you're watching like Forensic Files and you're watching it really late at night, and all of a sudden you start hearing. I love it. That I love too. Yeah, True TV. I mean, I love Forensic Files, but when you're watching them late at night, and you know, you hear something banging around, it's like, oh shit, what's that? And you're jumping around, and it's the friggin' cat. So yeah, it's yeah, I don't
That's
like it.
Funny.
Well, let me ask you another question here. Would you ever consider having your own fan club event?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had an event once with Colin, and then this year we had the Fusion Girls event. I don't think I would ever do just my own. I feel like it actually the fans like it when there's a couple people because it's still intimate, but, you know, it's easier to get some time in with when it's not everyone rushing one person.
Right.
So I don't know about just myself, but I definitely love the intimate fan events of other than the AMC luncheon because I think that's great in its own right. But, you know, I really don't get to chat with fans. And you know, when you do the more intimate fan events, it's great because you get to talk to them, you get to meet them. And, you know, this year I had a blast. It was so fun. It ended up turning out to be bigger than I thought it was going to be. So, But it was still great. I mean, I still think that it kept the intimate feeling. But so, I mean, I definitely love the smaller events.
Right, right. Well, I can agree with you there. I mean, Super Soap is a fantastic thing, but the intimate events are definitely better for the one-on-one time. I think the fans like them a lot better. But you should really think about having one by yourself, doing like Eden's group is doing like a luncheon, you know, with just a select amount of fans. And then you invite special guests, that's all. But make it your own. You deserve it.
Exactly.
Are you going to MC it for me?
if you want me to, I will. You know, I'll be there. I'll get on that Amtrak 7 hours down from Buffalo, sweetheart. I shall do that for you.
Nice.
I shall do it. All right. Well, we got some callers on the phone, so we're going to head over to the telephones.
Hey, okay. Chriselle, I got one thing to say for that. Chriselle, you rock.
Yeah.
Let's roll the phones.
All right. Let's move on over here. Area code 516, you're on the phone with Chriselle.
Hi, Chriselle.
Hi.
I was wondering, how is it to audition for All My Children? Who did you audition opposite?
Actually, I auditioned. Oh, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Aaliyah.
Hi, Kalia. I actually auditioned against Jacob Young, and I went up. It was me and five other girls, and I remember thinking, oh, gosh, you know, well, it's a free trip to New York, you know, because I didn't look anything like the other girls. And the girl that played me before, the girl was, like, blonde hair, and, you know, so I didn't think I had a shot at all, but so I just thought, oh, let's have fun. I went in. Jacob was so nice and gave me some tips behind the set, and the director was great. I honestly, when I went into it, I felt like, you know, it was just to have fun, and like I said, my first time to New York. But after I got there, I kind of, you know, was feeding off the energy from the director and Jacob, and I actually then kind of got excited. So it was. All I can say is that it was exciting and fun and heart-wrenching. Like it was like literally, I did not want to talk to anyone. I just sat there and stared at my phone for like 2 or 3 days.
Well, did you? I guess did you get your favorite emotion of fear?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I didn't think someone was gonna come and, you know, hack my head off, but I, you know, there was definitely that like excited fear, or, you know, for a good 3 days of anytime my phone would ring, where I would just like my breath would catch right in my throat, like oh gosh.
One of my favorite couples was Amanda and Jonathan. If you were to come back, if possible, do you think that you guys would? What storyline would you like to happen?
If Jeff came back?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I really thought that there was a lot of potential for that couple, and unfortunately it didn't go the way I think either one of us were hoping that it would.
Yeah.
I love Jeff Branson. I think he's a great actor. And, you know, I would love to work with him again. I don't think it will ever be on this show, but, you know, who knows about any other show. So, I mean, but who knows? I mean, it's soap. Anybody can come back. So if he came back, that'd be great. Hopefully, then he'd give Jake a run for his money.
Yeah, right.
So that'd be nice.
Yeah. Do you know if there's any plans of bringing your mother, your crazy mother, back? Because some of those family scenes are some of the best things that's passed all my children.
Oh my gosh, I wish. Honestly, I mean, no one. I know it's not on the canvas as of right now, but Kate Collins is to this day my favorite person I've ever worked with. I think she's amazing. I can't say enough great things about her. I just, I love raving about her because she's just the best person, and she really is so motherly to me. I think that's why we work so well together. You know, so I love working with her. I would love if you guys should all tell AMC you want to see Janet from
Another
Planet back on your TV, because I would be behind it 1,000%.
I would love that, because those family scenes are kind of what makes All My Children, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think that is a whole dimension to Amanda that, you know, is kind of missing when she's not around, you know.
It kind of also explains how Amanda got what she is, you know, living with a crazy mother as well, in a way.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm.
And
are you in the subway? I'm sorry, I have to ask now. What is that beeping noise? I keep hearing, like, still here.
Are you on the train?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the LAR.
Oh, okay.
I'm heading home.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to go on to some other callers.
Okay. Thank you so much, Joanne.
All
right,
Elise.
Nice
to talk to you.
Really nice talking to you, Rochelle.
Hi.
Okay. Take care.
Hi.
Okay.
Bye.
Area code 347. You're on the phone with Rochelle.
Hey, Rochelle. This is Alia.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm on my way home, but I have a question for you.
Okay.
I want to know what you think about how people sit outside the studio and wait for you guys and hang out with you guys and get a chance to talk with you guys, because a lot of people have been calling people names and calling people stalkers, and I just don't want you guys to think that we're stalkers or anything like that. So I want to know, like, what you feel about it.
People calling you guys names?
Yeah, well, calling me at least names, and I don't want you guys to think that I'm stalking anybody.
Not
there.
Not the actors, though. You're not talking about the actors didn't do that, right?
No. I was talking about, like, other
okay.
Fans.
I was like, oh, God, I was going to be really embarrassed for my whole show in 1 second. Okay, good. No, I know for a fact. I mean, everyone, I mean, come on. I mean, you guys are there to show support, so who wouldn't love that? I mean,
right,
that would be silly to be annoyed by somebody that's just there to show you support. So, I mean, I love anytime I get to meet a fan. I mean, I'm so grateful. I mean, I'm telling you, before this job, I was serving ribs at Tony Roma's. So I will be the last person in the world to ever say that, you know, it's not always exciting and fun to, you know, have people that love your work and that are excited to see you. So it's a huge compliment. I think, you know, I see you all. I love when I see you up there.
Yeah, because I had a really bad night one night when some fan just called me a stalker and said that I was, like, there way too much or something. And I'm like, oh, I go with my friends to hang out. And I'm like, I always see, like, other people going there, like my friends and stuff. So I was like, you know, like, sometimes it's fun meeting other fans. And I became a lot of friends with, like, a lot of people from the studio, you know, just being there and sitting there outside. You know,
well,
so
I think you should just do what makes you happy and not worry what other people think, you know, because
absolutely.
God knows we'd all be in a mess if we tried to make everybody happy.
Right. Also, I have one other question.
Yeah.
I didn't get the part where, like, Amanda Baker was the Bella thing on the perfume thing. I don't know how to explain it. And you're, like, the face of it. So I wanted to know why you didn't pick a name for you if she put Bella on it. Why?
She
well,
stole it.
That was kind of the compromise that we came up with, is that since she came up with the concept, it would be named after her, but since I'm putting up the money,
since
the picture will be
yeah.
of me. So I guess that was kind of our compromise.
Oh, okay, because I was wondering, like, if it's Bella, and then that's her name, and then you're the picture of it, so I was like, why didn't she put a name for her if she ended up taking it, you know, like...
Yeah, no, I think that was just the compromise between the two, so...
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I guess I'll
of course, it was good to talk to you. I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Yes, thanks.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Oh, wow. Yeah, so have you had any fan encounters that were frightening or just a little off and weird?
Well, when I wasn't even on the show for very long, I had a woman yell at me on the street.
Really?
As if I was really Amanda. Like, I guess she didn't get it. I don't know. She started screaming at me, like, how could you steal Lily's boyfriend? And, like, yelling, like, finger in my face, screaming. And I got kind of scared.
Oh, my
God.
Okay,
like,
my little Varsity fans out there, they're only actors doing a job, okay? They're not really good characters in real life. Get over yourself, people.
That one was a little scary. I was trying to introduce to myself as Chriselle, like, hi, I'm the actress that plays Amanda, but I just don't think she was, I don't think she got it. So
she couldn't separate the reality of it. There's a lot of them out there, that's for sure. Absolutely. All right, let's go over to area code 847. You're on the phone with Chriselle.
Chicago area.
Oh, Rita.
Gotta be
thank
Rita
you.
From
My
the
goodness.
Chicago area.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Am I talking to... Amanda or Chriselle, what would you prefer?
This is Chriselle. What's your name?
Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Chriselle, I had to ask you because
Hi,
of
Rita.
Your little ordeal with the fan, what you would prefer. I mean, I called Star yesterday. I called her Star, and she didn't mind. So I'll call you Chriselle.
I've gotten so used to it. I actually answered to Amanda, like, on the street. I hear it. You know, people go, Amanda, and I always turn. So don't worry about it. You can call me whatever you want. I'll answer to it.
Well, thank you. Since you were the one that, was able to cleverly con, what was it, $5 million from Adam Chandler, which was a bargain, and he said he would have gladly went behind your back when you walked away. He said he would have given you twice that.
Right.
Right. Do you see yourself, and we're the fans. We're allowed to write in. We're not only encouraged to give our opinions, we're encouraged to make suggestions. So I'm just going to ask you flat out. Can you see yourself, I don't know how close or not close you are to Kendall. I don't see you hating her, your character hating her or anything like that. Exposing... working with Petey or Aiden or whoever, helping find out that Adam is the one behind the stealing, that he tried to pin it on Josh, on Erica's son. Do you see your character helping assist in that with any other people since you were able to? I mean, you're not. I have to agree with Joanne. You are drop dead gorgeous, but you're more than that. You're also able to figure things out. You're also, I mean, like, how'd you get the money to put up the money for Bella?
Right. Well, I mean, definitely the money I put up for Bella was the money that I pretty much cleaned out my account to set up this perfume, and all that money was the money that I blackmailed from Adam.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, can you
so
see yourself blackmailing Adam again and figuring out that he's really behind stealing from Zach?
Well, the only thing is that this, you know, I think that that part of the storyline is already decided. So as far as, like, making suggestions, I think that one may be too soon in the, you know, on paper to change anything.
Uh-huh.
But, so I don't think that my character has a hand in that part. Right now, you know, she's involved in basically she's either going to win it really big with this perfume payoff, or she's going to lose everything because she put everything into it. Every dime, every, you know, just everything of herself, everything. So it's
well,
either going
to
be...
Well, that should give you more reason. That should give you more reason to want to blackmail Adam again.
Oh,
because
well, oh,
if he's cleaning
if
you out,
out,
if he's
right.
if he's killing Bella, or if he's planning to ruin Bella and Fusion,
right.
shouldn't that give you more motivation or your character? I
oh,
want
to yeah.
know
well,
how we should write
first. It.
It
hasn't come out yet that Adam, at least to my character, hasn't come out that Adam is behind this. But I think when that comes out, you know, of course that will have to come into play because this was the money I took from Adam and now he's kind of getting it back. So I think that will definitely come into play in the future. It's just you're a little ahead right now because as far as we are right now, Amanda doesn't know it's Adam yet.
But nobody knows
right
that
now.
It's Adam behind framing Josh.
No,
yeah,
no one knows that yet.
We're going to see how it plays out. It should be good. It should be good, good daytime television.
Rita, if you go to Chriselle's website, Chriselle.net, there are a list of addresses that you can write to with the writers and stuff, and you can send in the suggestions that you were just saying to Chriselle.
Absolutely.
Oh.
But I think the writers would love to hear your suggestions.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. If you don't have a computer, you know, I'm sure someone can help you with that. They're telling me in the chat room you don't have a computer. But there's an address that we can post and letters can be written to the powers that be at All My Children with suggestions.
Oh, I think you know who my friend is that goes on the computer for me.
Yeah.
You know her well.
Yeah. All right, we got to move on to other callers.
Well, thank you for letting me talk to you. Chriselle was an
of
honor.
Course.
And thank you again, Joanne, too.
Oh,
keep
you're welcome,
Rita. Keep up the
Rita.
Good work.
Bye, Rita.
You.
Bye, Rita.
Okay.
All right, area code 941, you're on the phone with Chriselle.
Hi, Chriselle, this is Judy.
Hi.
How are you?
Judy. I'm well, thank you.
I actually didn't have a question when I initially called. I just wanted to talk to you.
Oh.
But somebody in the chat room wanted to know if you are anything like your character.
Oh, well, hi, chat room. I actually have my computer up, so I glanced down. Everyone's fine. But I am like her in certain aspects. I mean, I do like, you know, my hair done, and I do like to wear some makeup. But as far as the men department, we are night and day because Amanda... You know, obviously she's had a hard road, and in that aspect, I guess we are the same. But, you know, I don't think that, you know, she's where she needs to be to her heart. Hopefully, I mean, hopefully they'll play it different. But as of what we've seen so far, you know, I'd like to think I've got it together in that department, and I'm so happy. And I know Amanda, I kind of have what Amanda doesn't have, and so it's nice in my real life I get to play. I get to be so happy, but then, you know, I get to jump into Amanda's shoes, and I know that's what she wants so bad. So in that, in the love department, we're definitely different. And also, you know, as far as we actually are like when it comes to, now don't think I'm crazy.
Oh, I won't.
We are a little alike when it comes to our mothers. Now, I don't want to say my mother is not crazy, okay? Let me just say that right now. My mother's not crazy. But I just mean in that, you know, in our relationship, I've kind of been, you know, my mom is definitely a kid at heart. You'll come home, she's blasting Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, you know, it's hilarious. You know, and so I find myself being like, okay, mom, you know, like I'm kind of the mom in a funny way. Of course, Amanda and Janet are on a more serious note. But so I definitely like that aspect just because I can relate to it. So I guess, you know, there are certain things we're alike in, and then there are other things that we're definitely different with. I mean, Amanda would say something to someone that I would never say,
so
which
Chriselle's
is kind of
little,
fun to do.
I'm sorry. Chriselle's a little more grounded than Amanda.
Yeah, I would like to think that, you know, but I do like how Amanda, you know, she doesn't have a filter, and I think that I have more of a filter than she does.
I hope so. what does Chriselle like to do for fun?
Well, I love to hang out with anytime I go to my boyfriend or my friends or, you know, any time away from craziness. I mean, anything that's stress-free. I mean, I just went on a vacation, which was awesome. We had a week off from the show. We get 1 week off during the year, and it was great. I went to Florida and had a great time, and went to the spa. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, it doesn't take a lot for me to be happy. I mean, I could sit at home and watch a movie, or I could. This week is Fashion Week in New York City, so I've been doing a lot of that. I just went to a fashion show today, which was really fun. Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, just being around friends and laughing, having a good time. It doesn't matter what the setting is, but or going to see the New Kids on the Block. Or,
oh my
God,
cool.
Right, you did. Wow.
Yes, I was just about to mention that, Chriselle.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, I saw them 20-something years ago.
Oh, well, you got to go again. They're coming back, man.
Oh,
yes,
they are.
Yeah. Come back.
Oh, their new CD is so good. Okay, sorry. I could totally turn this into New Kids on the Block mania. So I'll stop now, but I love the new CD.
Well,
all
thank
right.
you so much for talking to me, Chriselle.
No problem. It's so
have
nice to talk
night.
To you. Bye, Judy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Have a pleasant evening.
Night. All right. Well, let's move over to area code 321. You're on the phone with Chriselle.
Hi, Chriselle. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
How are
Lisa?
You?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to say I had a blast at the Fusion party this year. You guys did a
okay,
great job.
Okay, so this is Lisa Simpson, huh?
It's yes.
My girl. Oh, it's good to talk to you. I'm glad you had fun. It was so good to see you.
Yes, it was good to see you. Wanted to know, out of all the characters on AMC, is there anyone on there that you haven't really had a lot of scenes with that you'd like to be either in scenes with or a story with?
Well, you know, especially since we were just talking about David Canary, I mean, I have worked with him a little bit, but in my book, not enough. I just love him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's great, and I love the dynamic that Amanda has to him, that they
yeah.
just kind of go at each other's necks, and he's so great to work with. I would love to work more with David Canary.
Yeah. Well, hopefully when everything comes out about, you know, Adam trying to take over Fusion and everything, they'll give you guys more scenes to get.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm hoping for. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's going to make for some good scenes once this all comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I think so.
All right. Well, I just wanted to ask you that and say hi. So.
Oh,
and,
well, I'm glad you called in.
Aw. And I sent in, like, I don't know how many postcards trying to get you invited to Super Soap. So hopefully
oh,
they're
so
paying
sweet.
Attention.
You're
yep.
so sweet. Thank you so much for your support. You really
hey.
Are the sweetest.
Hey,
oh,
Lisa,
you're welcome.
Are you on our message board? Are you on our message board?
Not right now, I'm not, but I'm actually looking at it.
You know, that's what I'm doing. I see it. There's been a couple times I'm like, wait, stop reading. I have to listen.
All right. Let's
Thanks.
Move on. Thanks for calling,
Thanks
Lisa.
Thanks for calling, Lisa.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
Good night. You know, Michael Knight and Daniel Kennedy was on the show the other day also. They both said the same thing about David Canary as far as wanting to work with him and the type of actor he is and stuff. They praised him also.
Oh, see, he's a wanted man.
Yes, he
he's
is.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, of course, there are many people that I would love to work more with just because, you know, you kind of get in your sets and you end up working with the same people all the time, which, you know, I'm very happy to work with those people. But it's always really fun when you get to a storyline that throws in somebody that's a little unexpected, you know. So that's always fun when you get somebody else.
Right, right. All right, let's move over to area code 989.
Or that.
Hi, Chriselle.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
I was actually wondering if you could be one other character on the show besides Amanda, who would you be?
If I had to be, because I really do love my character, but if I had to be another character, you know, I always wanted to play the crazy side of Amanda when the whole, you know, when she was fighting against her mom and everyone thought she was crazy. I really did want to see her fight against that. And so now that we've got Crazy Annie, I would love to play. I think it would be so fun to play Crazy. So I would say Annie right now. Not the first Annie, but the Crazy Annie.
Right. I used to love Annie, but she's, like, really psychotic lately.
I know, but as an actor, that is so fun to play. You don't get many, you know, roses thrown at you on the street, but...
Right. Okay, well, I just wanted to call and ask that and say hi.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did. It was good to talk to you, Megan.
Good to talk to you.
Hi, Megan.
Bye, Megan. Mm. Well, area code 815, you're on the phone with Chriselle.
Hey, Chriselle, this is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna.
My question was, who is your, well, out of anything you've ever done, not just AMC, who is your favorite person to work with?
Who's my favorite what?
Who's your favorite person to work with at All My Children?
Well, of all time, I would have to say Kate Collins. For all the reasons I said, she's just amazing. And if I had to say currently on the show as of now, well, then I'm going to go with David Canary, like we just said. I mean, I just loved the dynamic that the two of us have together. And, of course, if we're talking love scenes, then I've had a great time working with Ricky Paul Golden, so hopefully we'll get lots more of that, too.
Yeah, I like Amanda and Jake, that whole pairing. I think it's going to give Taylor a run for her money, but I think it's still cool.
I have high hopes for it, so we'll see where it goes.
That's cool. Well... Well, I just wanted to see how you were tonight. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
I'm glad you called in. It was good to talk to you, too.
Hey, Jenna. Okay. Take care.
Bye, Jenna.
Bye, Jenna.
Bye-bye.
Yes, yes. Oh, wow. We got so many more callers. We're going to go over to area code 954, which is my BFF, Linda, in Florida.
Florida.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda. Hi. How
are
you doing?
Hi. Hi, Joanne. Hi, Chriselle. How are you?
Hi. I'm well.
Hey,
thank you.
Good, good. Well, you know, I rush home every night to watch you on the TV, and I just wanted to know if there's a show that you rush home to after a long day that you, you know, either record or can't miss when it's on.
Yes.
Well, one of them would definitely be The Soup. My sister and I are both obsessed with that show, and we actually, they showed the clip of The View that when me and my friend went to see The New Kids, which we were dying laughing because The Soup is my ultimate favorite show. I'm going to see Joe McHale, and he's doing a comedy show, which I can't wait for. So I love that show, but I can't wait for Dexter to come back on. I like The Tudors. I mean, I'm kind of a nerd. I guess I watch too much television because I'm excited about Desperate Housewives. You know.
Oh, I know. That's going to be good season.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. So
a lot of stuff going on, definitely.
I know. So I'm trying to think what's normally on my TiVo. But, yeah, I think that's those are the ones that I can't wait to see when I come home. And lately, of course, I've been watching some Big Brother, so I'm excited for the finale of that.
Oh, I know. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
I think Dan's got it in the bag, but we'll see.
I do, too. We'll see. We've got our fingers crossed. Well, I just wanted to call this to, you know, give you my support and just to let you know that we really enjoy having you on the show, and we hope to have you around for many years to come.
Well, I was good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye, Joanne.
Bye.
Bye, Tony.
Bye, Linda.
Okay, bye, everyone. Take care.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Bye, Linda. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's my BFF. I miss her so much. I moved from Florida at the end of July, so back up to New York. Yeah, so we'll see each other at Super Soap. So, area code 904, Georgette, you're on the phone.
Georgette.
Oh, yay.
Hey, Chriselle.
Hi, Georgette. How are
hey,
you?
I'm sad I did not get to see you when I was in New York last month.
I know. How have you been?
Good. I waited for you for like 6 hours, and I'm like, what? She's not out,
no.
So I had to leave.
I'm so sorry.
Bad.
I feel so bad.
That's okay. I'm coming up soon, so when I come up, we'll have to make an effort to see each other when I come up. And
definitely.
I couldn't come to the fusion event because funds were limited, so I had to really pick and choose what I wanted to do. I basically came up, actually, to do Forbes' event for him from One Life to Live, and that was the end of that. I didn't really go to any events, and I didn't
go to
the launch.
He's great. Well, I can see why you might choose Forbes March over me, so it's okay. No hard feelings.
No, I did his event, so I had to show up.
Oh, I see.
It's not something I actually paid for. But I just wanted to say hi, and I missed you because I haven't seen you. Because the Wildwind event, those were some good times. I will never forget those times.
Well,
that
hopefully you'll come back up to the studio when you're back in the city.
I will, I will. And keep up the great work. It's good to see you back. I'm one of those people I keep writing. I've been writing for you, and I haven't wrote to you in a while. I will start writing to you again. And I'm one of the people, Colin, I want Josh and Amanda Shipper so bad. I've always wanted them. If they're not going to give us freaking Jonathan and Amanda, then I'm all for Josh and Amanda. And remember, we spoke about it last year, actually. And you're like,
I know.
Let's go for it.
I know.
And, yeah, that definitely didn't happen.
I know. I don't think they're going to listen to that suggestion anytime soon. But I'm excited to see anybody else on that one because I love
that. That ship is sailing gone, Georgette. It's safe.
Yeah.
I know. It's terrible what they did. I know. It's terrible what they did to Colin. I just don't understand why. And it's the same thing what happened with Jeff. But that was a different story. But anyways, keep up the great work and hope
thank
to see you soon.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
For talking. Okay.
Of course. Right,
talk
of
to you later, Georgette.
Take care, Georgette.
All right, let's move on to area code 212. You're on the phone with Chriselle.
Hey, this is Norn. Hey, Chriselle.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm really good. I just wanted to tell you that beyond being gorgeous, you just have this kindness and light that just radiates from you. And it just puts off this whole fairy tale princess vibe. I just think you're so great.
You are so sweet.
Yeah,
and
don't
buy me
gorgeous, baby.
And I'm really excited.
If anything, I've got you fooled, right? Okay.
I'm really excited to hear about your film role because I know you've got so much more depth than you get to show on AMC. But you're always a joy when you're on the show, and I'm really excited to see
you. Thank you so much, Norm. It's really sweet.
Okay,
I love working on the show, but I can't wait to do other projects on the side just to do a different character, but it's nice to know that, you'll support me in my other characters, so that's cool. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye, Norm.
Bye, Norm. Take care.
Good night.
Oh, that was sweet.
You really do have some pretty loyal fans, Chriselle.
I can't tell you how blessed I am. I mean, it's so nice to know that, people are out there and, they watch my work and they support me, and it means the world to me. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. I mean, they've been nothing but so sweet to me over the years, and I'm so grateful.
That's right.
Right.
You're so right. So right, Chriselle. And we are definitely supportive of you.
Right.
Thank you, Tony.
Let's move on to area code 917. You're on the phone with Chriselle.
Hello.
Hello.
So this is a very special caller, and I have actually three questions for Chriselle. I'm
oh
one
my
of her.
God. Who's screening these calls? Get him out of here!
I'm one of her biggest fans.
Oh my God! You're gonna have to pee my pants, Graham.
So my first question is who is your favorite New Kids on the Block member?
Well, it was Jordan Knight since I was the smallest kid till I saw them on The View, and I still love him to death. However, I think I had a connection with Donnie because he watched the show. Can you believe that? Donnie Wahlberg watches all my children. And it was so cool to meet him and talk to him, so I'm a little torn now which one is my favorite.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I hear you like to sing a lot of karaoke, and that your birthday party was recently a karaoke party. And I was wondering, what was your favorite song to sing at your karaoke party?
That's
what I
wanted
too. Oh, my gosh. We have to filter these calls, Joanne.
You know what? I got the jump button. Just say the word.
No, I'm teasing.
Pull the plug on the suit.
It's a little known fact is that I do love to do karaoke. I just think it's so much fun. And I honestly don't think I remember which one was my favorite because I think I had a little too much to drink. So unfortunately for everyone, I think I was singing everything and doing none of it well.
Hey, don't feel so bad, Chriselle. Don't feel so bad. Hey, karaoke's the way to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan of karaoke myself.
Yeah, that and Rock Band. Oh, my gosh. You just played it recently, and it was so much fun.
Oh, there you go.
And then, okay, and then my last question, and then your nightmare is over with. I hear there's a rumor that you have three boyfriends, and I was wondering which out of the three was your favorite.
This is a loaded question, I'll tell you. Okay, here's the thing. I have a TV boyfriend, of course, Ricky Paul Golden. I have my absolutely wonderful and amazing real-life boyfriend, who a lot of people know, Graham Bunn. Can't say enough great things about him. He's amazing. And the reason why he's asking this, do you want me to say why? Do you want me to say
sure,
that?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, Jason is my gay boyfriend, and he's actually friends with Graham as well, and so this is why, as soon as I heard his voice, I knew I was in trouble with this caller.
Hey, I was being nice.
So, no, I love you to death, Jason, and come on, of course you're my favorite, of course, just don't tell Graham or Ricky. I'm kidding. No, yes, I'm very fortunate to have three boyfriends. TV, real life, and gay boyfriend.
What more could you want, honestly?
What more could
yeah, really,
you
I
ask
mean,
for?
And you know, and I'll hey, I don't want to make my ego bigger than it already is, but all three of them are hot, so, you know. She's a very lucky girl.
Okay, get out of here. Get out of
here. I think we got to go. We got to go. We got to go. We're running out of time.
All right,
peace out.
Bye, thank you. Bye. Yeah.
Oh,
that's so
God.
Cute. For a second there, I thought it was actually Graham calling in.
He has
goodness.
To work, unfortunately. I can't believe I didn't have a question about him. I'm so surprised.
Oh, well, everybody in the chat room has asked me to ask you about him, but I read something where you get bombarded with questions about Graham now. So I said, you know what? This is Chriselle's night. I'm not asking about Graham. I already talked to Graham. I know all about him.
But,
so that's okay.
But
this
we
is
can
your
do.
Night.
Well, shout out to EG. I saw them on your message board, and they're so sweet, and they're so supportive. So just want to say hi to them.
Yes, they are. Yes. So, no, I'm not asking about Graham. I love Graham. He messages me on Facebook, but this is your show. So, next to Graham. People want to ask, that's their prerogative, but I'm saying it's Chriselle's show. So.
But we can ask you about your co-hosting duties, but you did date co-host a Dane show for Fuse TV early this year, right?
I did. I co-hosted a show called You Rock Let's Roll on Fuse with Jared Cotter from American Idol.
Yes,
and
I saw that. It was so great. I saw it almost every episode. It was
wacky. Yeah, I know, right? It was fun. Honestly, I had so much fun doing that show. It was just
Yeah, and I saw in two episodes I love. Two of those episodes involved a sudden blonde flutist named Emily. Oh, my goodness. She totally captivated me.
She played an extra on our show after that. How funny. I ran into her, and I was like, oh, my gosh. So no one knows what we're talking about, so we should move on.
She's Emily. Well, I know I got a full name. Her name is Emily Thomas. She's a flutist. Yeah, she's got a website called emilythomas.org. You can go check it out, you know, and everything else. Yeah, but that's
nice. Very cool. Yeah, she was wacky and fun. I loved her. All the contestants were really fun on the show. I think it's still rerunning right now.
I remember one show when when Jared asked her to play the flute at the end, and he was down on the floor in the fetal position, and her dick was you were the one with her busting in the cup up laughing in the corner.
That show was fun. It was a lot of fun.
That was hilarious.
let me say here too. You're a new spokesperson for Proactive. I was reading too.
Proactive.
I am. I've been using that product for years, and you know, one of the soap magazines asked me what I use for my skincare. I told them. Mm-hmm. I guess Proactive got a hold of it and came to me to ask me if I wanted to do it. And I said sure. I mean, I really do. It really does work for me. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to work for everyone, but all I can say is that from personal experience, it's done wonders for my skin. So,
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So you join Melissa Clary Egan, because I just saw the infomercial the other day, which you inserted along with the old one with Melissa Clary Egan. Yeah, I saw it, and it looks beautiful, and you definitely look beautiful. I say spellbindingly gorgeous. I still say it. I'm still saying it to the day. I'm still going to stick by it. Spellbindingly gorgeous.
Yes, all right, let's go over to area code 415. You're on the phone with Chriselle.
Hi, Chriselle.
Hi.
It's Jennifer. You met me at the fusion party.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
How you doing? I was the one with the wearing the shout-out shirt with Fusion Party Fun.
Of course.
I can't wait to see you at the bowling event. I'm coming.
Oh, you
are?
Are
you going?
Great. I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm hoping that they'll put me for Team AMC.
Oh, good.
I'm good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at bowling, okay? Heads up, I'm not that great at it.
Me either.
So if you want to win, don't ask to be on my team.
we'll see. I have a question. This has been driving me nuts. When the cameras are away and you guys are, like, away from the cameras and I see you guys, like, talking to people, what the hell are you guys talking about? Sorry about my language. When the camera's off the screen and, like, say, another... the camera's like focusing on another actor and you guys are in the background.
Oh, okay. Well, it depends on who you're working with. I mean, if you're working with someone like I said, Ricky Paul Golden, then you're probably talking about something completely, like he's trying to make you laugh when you're trying to be serious when the camera's not on you. So you have to really, like, same with Michael Knight. Michael Knight will always try and make you laugh. But, you know, if you're with someone else that's, you know, like Rebecca or Alicia, they probably, you'd be talking in character. So it just depends on who it is.
I thought you guys were talking about what you guys are going to eat for lunch. that's just a crazy question. But don't worry. That's really cool to meet you, and I hope to see you again.
You too. I can't wait to see you again. Bye, thanks for calling in.
Bye, Ben.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Who are you talking to, Menace?
Okay, we're going on to area code 828. You're on the phone with Chriselle.
Don't worry.
Hello.
828. Hello.
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 Hi,
yeah.
You're on the phone with Chriselle.
Oh, yeah, I was actually calling in to ask about, I think that she had a boyfriend named Graham. I read on the internet, and I was just curious if she was still dating him.
I feel like this is a trick question. I feel like I know this voice from somewhere. But yes, I am. I am happily with Graham, and I've never been happier. So.
Well, he seems like a nice guy. I watched. I'm a Bachelorette fan, and he seems like a nice guy. And I just was curious as to how that was going, and. I was wondering if I had a chance or if he was still in the picture.
That's sweet. Well, unfortunately, you don't, only because he's very much in the picture, but you could, you could always just watch All My Children, I guess. But that's nice. It'll keep Graham on his toes.
Oh, it's a great show. I love that. I love the show as well, but I guess I'll just have to hope for next time.
You're sweet. Yeah, he's the best, but he's. I didn't care for his show too much, of course, but
of course.
Right. Well, he seems like a very lucky guy.
Thank you so much. What's your name?
My name's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Mike, so nice to talk to you.
Yeah. All right. See you.
Thanks,
bye.
Mike.
Take care. Have a good night.
Uh-huh. Okay. Everybody is asking me talk about Graham. Talk about Graham, Chriselle. They think I'm holding you back.
They think I'm holding you back. Well, is there a question? I don't know what you want me to know.
Let's jump into the elephant in the room about the Bachelorette.
Okay.
You have a bad gorilla, you mean.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's fortunate for him that he never got picked because he never would have been with you. So, of course, we're all happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel about him, you know, doing a show like that? I told him when he was on the show that I was curious about it, and I didn't understand how –
you know, one person can go on a show and compete with 25 other people, for whether it be a male or a female. And you, the closer you get to the end, you know they're going on dates, you know they're kissing, you know they're getting intimate. That would drive me absolutely friggin' insane, and I don't understand how someone can actually do it. So what are your thoughts on that whole subject? And that's
well,
my question.
I don't think I could do it either. I just, you know, it would be hard. I mean, I totally see how there would be a lot of issues, you know, with that, just
right.
because you would see them with the other people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, of course, I mean, he's his own person. He went and did it, and I can't fault him for that, only because, although, yeah, I didn't really like the show for obvious reasons, but, you know, nothing but good has come from it. So,
right.
You know, and he was completely single when he went and did the show, and,
right.
you know, but then we saw each other again afterwards, and, you know, and I just think that, you know, it's really brought some positive things into his life. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, out of every, you know, he took that road that the road he took, and it ended up being, you know, lots of good things at the end of it. So, you know, I although, you know, it sucked at first, it's
yeah.
actually great now. So,
right.
Except for the fact that every woman in America now wants my boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I think that he's got close to, you know, 3,000 downloads of his show.
Yeah, he is a wanted man. He is a wanted man.
Yes.
You
I got an email the other day for a petition, a petition to sign to get him back on TV. So,
yeah.
I signed it, tell him, so we'll see what happens.
Aw, that was
They're asking in the chat room what your first date was like with Graham.
My first date with Graham, we went to dinner, and then we went to another place after and had a couple drinks to just sit and chat. But honestly, I mean, it sounds boring, dinner and drinks, but I have to tell you, it was just, you know, there was just a chemistry there. And from the beginning, unfortunately, you know, the timing was off for me, but it was just something that, you know, wow. Afterwards, it was like one of those, did that just happen? I mean, that was like the best day ever. So,
mm-hmm.
easy conversation. We were laughing. I mean, honestly, it's like how we are now. We just get a huge kick out of each other, and we laugh all the time. And so, yeah, I mean, it was great. It was. I look back on it. We talk about it all the time because it was, you know, just it was a good moment when we did that. And of course,
yeah.
you know, Colin introduced us. So the guy who plays Josh. So we're all good friends.
Hey, you know what I'll say? I just mentioned, remember I mentioned on the show when I called in Joanne, I said, Deanna's loss is Chriselle's gain.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. And I said to him, are we going to have now a repeat of Rebecca and Bob?
Oh, I actually heard you say that because I was listening. And as soon as you said that, I went, oh, wait, oh, no.
I was about to say, when you heard that. Yeah.
What?
Well, I bet you heard that, and you'd probably say the same thing. Yeah, I wonder what Chriselle's going to be, how she's going to react to that.
Well, you know, I'm just so happy. I'm not the kind of person to push anything, or, you know, I'm more of a go with the flow kind of thing. So right now I'm so happy, and I wouldn't change a thing. So
good for you. Good
yeah,
for you.
It's great.
Good. Very good.
All right, very cool, very cool. All right, we got another caller here, 818. Area code 818. You're on the phone with Chriselle.
Morning.
Hi, Chriselle.
Hi.
Hi, it's Jen.
Who is it?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hey, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Jen, how are you?
What?
Sorry, I'm driving, so bear with me a second. No, I just wanted to call in and say hi. You know, I'm so happy with you and Graham, and I'm part of the Team Graham group.
Aw, yay.
So I just, you know, I wanted to let you know that we're so happy with what came out of, like you said, you know, we're really happy with what came out of this whole bachelorette for Graham, and I really wish you both good luck.
Thank you so much. It's so sweet. And I'm jealous of your area code. I know where you are. I used to live there. It's nice over there.
Oh, okay. The one thing I wanted to that, though, how did you, I mean, I'm sure it was really, really, really awful to see, you know, Graham on TV with Deanna, but what did you get out of it?
Graham.
Well, I know, well, that's first and foremost. I think America knows, but other than that, it was really cool to see, you know, the person that I know in an environment that he was uncomfortable with. And, you know, Graham is a really open guy. It came across that he wasn't that way, but
right.
it has to be with the right person in the right time. And he's not the kind of person that would just, you know, spill his guts, but, you know, he definitely isn't that closed off, scared person that was sometimes portrayed on the show. So I'm really lucky in that I kind of get the parts that she was looking for. So I'm very grateful for that. But, so I'd say, you know, it was cool to see that part, that side, you know, that because I got to see that he doesn't, what he's giving me, he doesn't give to everybody. So it's nice.
Okay, that's good. Well, thank you. And I wish you both good luck. And thank you.
Thank you
so
much.
Welcome.
It was nice to talk to you. Bye.
Take care. Have a
okay,
nice day.
Okay, bye.
We have someone in the chat room that goes by the name of AMC Forever, and she was in the chat room when Michael Knight was on, and she wanted me to relay a message to you and say that you and the rest of the cast of the show are a escape from reality for her. She's wheelchair bound, and she just wanted to say thank you very much for doing what you do because you make her day.
Well, that is so sweet, and I hope she's listening now, so thank you so much. You're so sweet. I love to hear stuff like that. Just any time I can make someone stay better, that's all you can ask for.
Oh, well, you do. You have an appearance coming up September 21st at the 22nd Annual Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And with Melissa Claire Egan and Justice Boulding are going to be at your table from 2 to 2:50. So anybody that's in the New York area, go see Chriselle. Look up Annual Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction, and you'll get all the details.
Now, that's a trifecta right there, baby.
It is, and it goes to a great cause, and there's going to be a lot of other stars there from Broadway and other shows, Sex and the City, and there's going to be a lot of celebrities there, but for the most important thing, it is for a good cause.
Yes.
You want to tell me a little bit about the other charity that you deal with, and we can post something about that.
Fully passionate about.
What'd you say? Oh, I'm sorry.
The other charity, Starlight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do a lot of work. Actually, me and Melissa Clear Egan. Starlight is a charity that it's just a really great charity. I mean, there are a lot out there, but this is just one that I've spent a lot of time with. That takes children that are going to be in the hospital for a really long time and just makes their life better while they're there. I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, they can't be a kid because they're stuck there so long, and you see these little four-year-olds pushing their own IVs, and it's just so sad. And then you go and see the stuff that Starlight Starbright does, which is bring computers and games, and they bring, like, magicians in to give shows, and just, I mean, really brightens their day. And to see, you know, a smile put on a little baby's face that's got tubes running all out of them, you know, it's just like it melts your heart. And so when I went to the hospital with Melissa and we saw the kids and we got to see firsthand where the money goes, because, you know, we did the galas for the charity event, and that's one thing. But then we actually went to the hospitals and, like, spent time with the kids. Changed it for me. I was like, okay, this is a charity worth putting some time and effort into, because just to actually, you know, have that firsthand experience was really great. And of course, I have to say, if we're talking about charities, I have to say, you kind of set me up. Of course, 46NYC.com
mm-hmm.
is another one of my favorite charities. I will be wearing that shirt doing the Rachel Ray Show tomorrow. So,
okay,
cool.
Yeah, gonna do a
survival. I am so taping it tomorrow.
I think that it will air. I don't think it, because we're taping it at 3:00. So I'm guessing it's going to either air like a Friday or I'm not sure exactly, but it won't air tomorrow because we're taping it at 3:00. So.
Yeah, you can go to RachelRay.com and it'll
yes.
She has a schedule posted of the guests.
I'll find out when it is, and I'll give definitely.
Perfect.
Oh gosh, yeah. All right. Well, we kept you longer than planned, my darling. But it is, it has been a fantastic joy to have you on the show. I'm finally glad that we got to do this with you. And
absolutely.
I have one last question for you. Tell us something about Chrishell that we would never expect.
Oh gosh, the loaded question. There's so many things, but I guess, you know, I'm really not a neat person. Like I'm kind of cluttered, and people always think that I'd be like this really neat person, and I really wish that I was. Real fast, I can't make a 3 on my right hand. I can't, for some reason, one of the tips on my finger is messed up, so
whoa.
I can only make like a 2. So that's a random known fact. And one more random known fact is that I used to sell knives door to door.
Oh,
really?
Oh, no.
So that's all I can think of off the top of my head, but there you go.
And you're a karaoke queen, too.
Yes. We've learned lots of things in this hour, my friend.
Oh, okay. Wait, one more question. I got an email. Who has the messiest dressing room on All My Children's set?
Yes.
God. She will kill me for telling you this, but before she left, Alexa Haven had
really?
The worst dressing room ever. She would always be over in Justin's dressing room, which was pretty neat. But if you ever stepped foot in Alexa's, it was so funny because you're just like, you look at her and she's so cute and put together, and then you open the door and it's like you can't even open it all the way. If I had to say now, I mean, nobody's going to rival what I saw in Alexa's dressing room. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Do you
stay in touch with her and Justin?
I love them. That's why I can say that, because, you know, I tease her, but I love her to death. We stay in touch. I talked to them not too long ago. They're both doing great. Very excited about Knight Rider.
Yeah,
they're just two really great people, and I couldn't be happy for them.
And by the way, Knight Rider premieres 2 weeks from tonight, September 24th.
I know. I can't wait.
How
going to
cool
be
is that?
Watching it.
I got
oh,
it on
wait
my
a minute, though. One more thing. Now I keep popping with all these things now. Susan Lucci, Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
That's right.
So,
I'm going to be TiVoing that as well. I love to support. I've watched all Cameron shows. I'm definitely going to watch Susan on Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to be rooting for her. And I think she's going to do good because, you know, she said that she loves to dance. I mean, she's never danced professionally, but I think she's one to watch out for.
I think she makes Final Four or go all the way. I think she goes to make at least the Final Four.
Yeah, I agree, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Well, before I let you go, sweetie, can you do a promo for my show?
Of course.
We can start it whenever you're ready. This is Chrishell Stouts on Stardish Radio, however you want to say it. And we're already recording.
Okay. Hey, this is Chrishell Stouts, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Perfect. Well,
okay.
Darling, thank you so much. And
thank
spread
you.
The word to your castmates that I'm not this big, bad, evil force, and you just want to support them.
I don't
crying
think
out loud.
Even know that you, you know what I mean? Like, I was never even given the message that you wanted to do an interview until I came up with Sam. So it's not the person you're contacting is not giving us that message.
Well, I'm going to send you a message on Facebook with a little bit more detail and let you know what's been going on. But definitely. So thank you so much. Say thank you to Chrishell, everybody. And keep watching All My Children. And thank you so much. Have a great night, Chrishell.
It was so good to talk to you. Bye, guys.
Bye. Take care.
She's one fantastic girl, I have to say.
She is.
I'm extremely happy we got a chance to have her on the show. Real quick. Don't forget, September 21st, she will be at the 22nd Annual Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction with Melissa Claire Egan and Justice Bolding from One Life to Live, and that would be from 2 to 2:50 p.m. I also, Michael Knight said he was going to be there, too. So,
yes, he's on the list.
Also, Daytime Stars and Strikes.
On September 28th
mm-hmm.
from 1 to 5 at the Leisure Bowling Alleys. And where in New York? Is it Chelsea Piers or wherever it is in New York?
Yeah. And there's going to be a ton of ABC stars there. Jerry Verdorn, Kristen Alderson, Jason Tam. I think Brittany Underwood is supposed to be there, too.
Amanda Baker.
Georgette, is Brittany going to be at Stars and Strikes?
Hey, Georgette.
Am I on the phone?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Yeah, Crystal's gone.
Oh, I didn't know. Tomorrow?
No, is she going to be at Stars and Strikes?
No, I'm pretty sure she is. I spoke to her today. She said she's going to be there. Jason's going to be there. I know a lot of CBS people are going. Like, normally Caitlin Van Zandt shows up and Tom Pelfrey and them. There's a website for it. When I find out what it is in a second, I'll let everybody know. I'm not sure. But Jerry Verdorn will definitely be there. We're not sure about Forbes yet. We're going to find out about that. I think Beth Ann Bonner is going, January Lavoie.
Yes, she is.
So it's quite a few people going.
Cool. Very, very cool. So, Georgette, I was getting the emails earlier about Brittany's fan club information. So are you on the computer or to post it? Or?
No, if they want to, they want information, go on
mm-hmm.
her board or email me at bunderwood.
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 At AOL.com. AOL.com.
AOL.com.
Oh, fan. So you didn't say fan. The Underwood fan.
The Underwood fans.
AOL.com. All right, and there's the Daytime Stars and Strikes links. Thank you, Lisa. And Tony Ann. Tony Ann's going to be there. Any word on tomorrow, or are we going to schedule it for next week?
I called her, and I'm waiting to hear back from her. So
okay.
It's probably most likely going to be next week.
Okay, so everybody, make sure that you go to stardishradio.com and
okay.
sign up for the email alerts. Because I said yesterday, pretty soon that's the only way you're going to get your updates.
Information, updates on on scheduling and who's going to be on and whatever. So be sure to check it out. And thanks again to Chriselle Stutz from All My Children for being here tonight. And
oh, that's her, guys. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Well, we might have a little bit of scoop right there. Yes, Brittany Underwood is going to have a site. Her MySpace is going under reconstruction. So don't send any more messages to that MySpace page. If you are, they're not going to get read. Good night, Linda. Don't go. It's all being redone. So just be patient. And if you want information, email Georgette at beunderwoodfan@aol.com. My Facebook. I have, go to www.stardish.com. I do have a Facebook, and I do have MySpace, but I prefer everybody go to the website.
And sign up for the email alerts, too. Don't forget
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sign up for the email alerts. What's my MySpace.com/stardishradio. Everybody saying hi to Brittany. We love you. Can't wait to meet you. I'm sure Georgette's going to tell her that. You're going to see me walking around on this because I'm on my webcam, Tony. How come you never log into the chat room?
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't have a laptop and my personal computer is like 1,000 years old.
Well, this I'm showing everybody my beautiful cat. Because Linda, my best friend in Florida, calls him Cujo. His name is Sox. He's a black and white tuxedo cat, and he thinks he's a dog. He thinks he's a dog. But there he is, Linda. There's your Cujo.
Oh,
oh, gosh, yes.
Joanne.
Yes,
are you still there? Hey,
yep,
she said Tuesday or Wednesday next week. Is that good?
Tuesday's wide open.
Tuesday, yes.
Tuesday, okay, then Tuesday at 10?
Tuesday at 10.
Tuesday,
what day?
Wait a minute. I don't want to.
Tuesday is, hold on.
16th.
The 16th
is wide open.
Okay, well, let me let her know, and then I'll talk to you guys later. Joanne, I'll call you back.
All right.
Bye.
Take care, Tuesday.
Okay,
bye,
so you all heard it here. Tuesday, the 16th.
Thanks.
Will be Brittany Underwood.
Underwood, a.k.a. Langston from One Life to Live.
So that's next Tuesday, the 16th at 10 p.m.
Yeah. So mark it down your calendars, tell your friends and neighbors, get email your buddies, and tell them to be here for that
absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely. But more importantly, make sure that you go and rate and download the show.
Absolutely.
After we're done here, we got about 3 minutes left. So make sure you download and rate it. Just so you know, we've got like about 70 shows in the archives, and there are so many of them that aren't rated with a million downloads. So, you know, when you get a minute and you want to listen to somebody, go back and listen to them, because I'm sure I have some new people in here who haven't heard all of them. So go back and listen to some archives and rate them, please.
Yeah, and you'll hear you'll hear my voice too. And don't forget, you'll be hearing me. I'll be co-hosting on some of them, so you know. Yeah, and rate them out. And give me some emails too, and send me some emails. You know.
Yes. Tell me, what's your email? I'm gonna put it in the chat room.
Okay. My email address is maeinfan.
Wait a minute.
M A.
Eden
uh-huh.
Fan.
Fan. 2005.
M.A. Eden Fan 2005
at AOL.com.
That is Tony's email address, so make sure you email Tony. He's feeling a little lonely. Tony's a little lonely. Email him. Let me put another plug out there for Eden Regal. You guys, go check out the website where regalrebels.org.
.org, yes.
Brandon, I didn't see that you were in the chat room. R-I-E, oh, wait a minute, www.regalrebels.org. I know I'm so spastic, I have to spell everything. And go check out the information on the luncheon if you're in New York City. Definitely, and go support Eden. And she's got a new show coming out. She'll be on the show on Friday, Cooking to Get Lucky with Bob Guinea.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget about Jason Tam. And tomorrow also, Derek Keeling is a new addition to the schedule.
That'll be an afternoon show at 12 noon Eastern time. That'll be 9 for you folks on the West, 9 a.m. on the West Coast. So it'll be breakfast with Derek Keeling tomorrow morning.
Yes, absolutely. And that's Danny Zuko from Greece. So, Aaliyah's asking me. Yeah, the site is out. I just printed it out. Let me find the link for you. Oh gosh, I gotta find the link for you guys. There's only 1 minute left, but it's out there. If you Google Chriselle Stouse's name, it'll come up. You'll see where it says, oh, no, they didn't, Live Journal, and it's the Broadway 22nd Annual Flea Market. You'll see it. All right, guys, we have 1 minute left, and we're going to get out of here. So everybody have a good night, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. So from Joanne and Tony, I'm Stardust.
And I'll see you, and I'll talk to you Friday, Joanne.
All right. Have a good one. Bye, everybody.
Take care, everybody. Good night.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardust. Thank you so much for listening.